from KQED.
Cloud computing sounds so clean. We imagine all our music, apps, and photos stored somewhere out there, in the sky perhaps. In truth, data lives in data centers that run on electricity. For our Climate Watch project, Allison Van Diggelen explores the fight between Greenpeace and Apple over the energy source behind Apple's iCloud.
Good morning, everybody. We are here inside of the pod, asking that you switch to clean, renewable energy to power your cloud.
Last week, members of Greenpeace barricaded themselves in a giant iPod at Apple's Cupertino headquarters and dressed as giant iPhones to demand a cleaner iCloud. The whole spectacle made me curious to learn how the cloud's growth could impact the environment. So I checked in with Dennis Szymanski at the Electric Power Research Institute, or EPRI, in Palo Alto.
Well, the cloud has been around for actually quite a while.
He described the cloud as a giant system of servers in remote data centers that store your electronic data.
The data center load is maybe between 2 and 3% of the electric power consumed in the United States.
That may not sound like much, but
it's actually a huge amount of power, and it's a huge amount of energy that's used, it's a huge amount of carbon.
Szymanski says that little percentage amounts to about 92 billion kilowatt hours per year, enough to power 7.5 million homes, double that of sprawling LA County. He says it's hard to measure the cloud's carbon footprint, but some experts say that consolidating data in vast server farms can result in greater efficiencies and a smaller footprint than traditional computing.
And we're just going into the data center now.
Szymanski invited me to visit a small data center he oversees at EPRI, and I saw what energy hogs these server farms can be. Fans run 24/7 to keep the pizza box-shaped servers and the chips inside them from overheating. So many fans, even Szymanski doesn't have an accurate count.
With all of the equipment, there's probably over 1,000 fans in here. Inside the servers, inside the storage arrays, inside the computer room air conditioner, there's fans everywhere, and that's what you're hearing.
This is a tiny fraction of the 20-megawatt data center Apple recently built in North Carolina to house its iCloud. But it's more than the energy guzzling that concerns Greenpeace. It accuses Apple of relying too much on dirty energy, like coal, from local utility Duke Energy, and says Apple is misleading the public about its future power demands. Here's Greenpeace senior IT analyst Gary Cook.
If Apple, along with other IT companies, went to Duke and said, what you're selling isn't good enough. We don't want to be buying coal from mountaintop renewable. We want clean energy. Duke would have to listen, and that would actually drive green power on the grid for everyone.
The Greenpeace charges led some Apple fans to accuse Greenpeace of doing a Mike Daisy on Apple. Daisy is the solo performer who invented stories to highlight dangerous working conditions at Apple's Chinese factories. Cook says Greenpeace has no interest in misrepresenting the facts.
We're really trying to shine a light on who's doing well and who is needs to do better as they grow their cloud.
And the cloud is growing incredibly fast. The more we share online, the faster the cloud must expand. EPRI experts say the cloud will double in the next 3 to 7 years. The Greenpeace Unfriend Coal campaign against Facebook led the social network to commit to clean energy for its future data centers, and the group applauds Google's clean energy leadership. So what exactly does Greenpeace want from Apple? Gary Cook puts it this way.
They have been transformational in almost every other sector they've touched, and now we need them to accept that challenge and drive transformation in the energy sector.
Last week, in a rare demonstration of transparency, Apple explained how its new data center will be totally clean powered by the end of 2012. 60% from on-site solar and fuel cells, the remainder from local renewable energy purchases. It promised no more coal. Yet Greenpeace says Apple can still do more to ensure the cloud gets cleaner as it grows and wants to see a data center siting policy that prioritizes clean energy.
Before you know, you'll be starting to ask them to feed the hungry also.
That's the reaction of Sandeep Garag, a Silicon Valley engineer who says Greenpeace is asking too much of the world's most valuable company. But it looks like Apple has already started to embrace environmental leadership. A spokeswoman points to the company's new LEED Platinum data center in North Carolina, which she says will be the greenest in the world. Or as Steve Jobs might have said, insanely green. For the California Report, I'm Allison Van Diggelen.
There's more on how server farms work online. Look for the link to Climate Watch at our website, californiareport.org.